What's up, everybody? Last night, 3 for 3 on pick'ems. We hit a big parlay on all three of those pick'ems for over $600. We go 2 of 4 in plus money props, and we hit total of 8 props. Besides that, very profitable night. And tonight, with only 4 games, it'll be a short one, but we got more picks and more parlays and more plus money props right here on the NBA Underdog Pick'em Show. What's up, everybody? Tony Jigsaw Cotillo. As always, WinDailySports.com. Make sure you're liking and subscribing the stream, most importantly, so I know you're watching. Because if you're watching, you're hitting. Okay? You're hitting because we hit last night. I'm going to show you what we did. We go 3 for 3 again. Okay? 3 for 3 again. The night before was 2 for 3. The night before that was 3 for 3. Okay? And these are turning into some gems when it comes to DraftKings and FanDuel and Bet365, okay, because you're going to be able to play them in a prop market as well. So, again, make sure you get signed up to WinDailySports.com to get all the models for all the sports. Use that code word HEAT, H-E-A-T, get your 50% off. Shout out to the 3 people who signed up last night, Jeff, Tully, and John. Fantastic, man. Much appreciated. Signed up for the month. And then boom, man. And I'm watching. My man Chef says, I'm watching. Hit and let go. I know Chef's watching. I know he hit because it's his ticket. It's his ticket who hit last night, man. Okay? It's his ticket who hit big. So he did very, very well last night. And again, that's what we do. And make sure you're playing NBA underdog. Okay? You can play anything on underdog. But with me, we're going to play NBA. Okay? Win daily 100. Okay, you get up to that $250 in bonus cash. And I'm going to show you what you do to bring those values down a little bit to get them in your wheelhouse, okay? So I got 3 picks. I got 2 parlays. No plus money much tonight. There's only 4 games. I didn't tell you a ton of value, okay? There is some back-to-backs, okay? So we have to be, listen, very, very weary of that. Okay, we're talking about teams like San Antonio with some older players like a Harrison Barnes and a Chris Paul. So I'm very, very, I'm very attentive to these back-to-backs. We've already had Desmond Bain ruled out, and continue to hop in our Discord so you can stay up to date as these NBA, listen, it's Halloween, it's unpredictable, right? Anything could happen. So let's go right to the pick'em tonight. I'm going to show you where I'm looking at, okay? Because listen, probably people want to go out trick-or-treating. We got some things to do, okay? So right off the bat, this is where I'm going tonight. Okay, these are my 3 pick'em picks for tonight. Now, I want to show everybody something too. Okay, I want to show everybody something too. So, look, the Dame even went away as we're live. Look at that. They're adjusting the game right now. Okay, look at this. Okay, because Desmond Bane was out. All right, so we're gonna have to come back to this in a minute. Okay, as they adjust. But what I will show you right now is I'm right off the bat. I'm going with my man Sengun I butcher names all the time because I do so much work, okay? But my man AS, man, listen, against Dallas, I'm not worried about anybody they have out there in the center. Nobody, okay? I know Lively's a great kid. He's a young guy. But listen, Sengun, all he does is get boards, okay? That's it. So all he does is get boards. The dude is like literally like a stagnant force in the middle who just rips up rebounds. Him and Zubac, man, that's what they do. And if you look at the last games, okay, except for one against San Antonio where he only played 22 minutes, okay, you only have 5. Besides, it's been double digits every night, 18, 15, 12, okay? So I love his numbers tonight against Dallas. Not worried about it. Oh, by the way, he had 12 rebounds going up against Wemby. Okay, just throwing out there, man. Just throwing out there. So I like Sengun tonight. The higher at 9.5. I like him in the prop market as well. So you'll see that. And listen, speaking of Zubac, okay, I love Zubac. Zubac has been to me. Listen, this guy again, like Sengun, but Zubac is just, you know, not only is he rebounding the ball, but he's scoring too, man. Like, he's getting a lot of opportunities, okay? A lot of opportunities. And listen, his DFS number is pretty good too. But, I mean, this is a guy who's already scored 60 DK points already this year, all right? Had a monster game against Golden State, 23 and 18. Okay, but rebounds, 12, 18, 15, 9. Okay, points, not a lot against Portland, only 6. But this is why I dropped it down. Okay. So when you play anything, right, just like DK, you have the alternate line, FanDuel, all of them, right? You could get to the alternate line. So I didn't like, and I'll show you, I didn't like this, and this is where it's at. If you just bet him straight up, okay, look, if you hit the higher, all right, they want you at 29 and a half. I'm not comfortable with that number, okay? I think it's a little too high tonight, okay? I do. I think it's a little too high. Again, back to backs, okay? So I think it's a little too high. So I'm going to go up, and this is what you do, okay? You see these little arrows right here, okay? I'm going to get this, and I'm going to go, look, this is where you are, right? It's going to move it up to 24 and go higher, okay, for 24 and a half. Okay, and then once it shows up on the screen, they could just click it and put it over there, okay? And for some reason now, it's not, like, nothing's going over there, man. Like, what is going on? Let me close this out real fast. Let me redo. It's what happens when you do things live, man. Sometimes these things just don't even want to play around with you, man. Like, look, see, all right, so there, it popped in there. We're take this out. We're going to drop this down right there, just like that. Just see that? All right, so let's go see if Dame is in. Let's see if they've adjusted the numbers, and here we go, okay? They've adjusted the numbers. Now, I don't like, again, I love Dame tonight. I love Dame against Ja. Dame, this Dame revenge tour, man. Like, all the people that were talking shit last year, he's all in. Dame's like, yo, I am here, and I'm showing everybody what it's Dame time once again, okay? But I don't like, I'll tell you what, man, only certain people I like higher than 35 on a PRA. Okay, we hit on Ant-Man, 38 and a half. Okay, I don't like the 35 and a half. Okay, so I'm going to just drop it down one, the 34 and a half, and still almost get the one times the number. Okay, and these are my picks right here. Alfred Sengun, okay, like I said, on the rebound market. Zubac, bump it down for 29 and a half to 24 and a half higher PRA, and Dame, bump it down for 35 and a half to 34 and a half PRA. Okay, so that's where we're going on the underdog plays. Now, let's get to a couple of the parlays. Now, again, I told you, okay, last night we go 3 for 3, okay, for the underdog plays, okay? And this is my man's ticket right here, okay, who bet all three of them. Bet all three of them. He round-robbed them and he parlayed them, okay? Boom, look at that ticket, okay? Because of, again, the 3 for 3 pick 'em on underdog. Okay. So even if you can't play underdog, you can use these picks to play DraftKings. But if you are in an underdog state, even if you can't play the pick 'ems, you can play the draft. Okay. So make sure you sign up at WinDaily 100. You get up to $250 bonus cash. And of course, you're helping your man Jigsaw out to show that I'm working my ass off to do what I'm doing here to give you guys winners, man. So right off the bat, boom, we hit that last night. Now, again, last night, I told you, we hit 8 props. Now, with LeBron, okay, this was the parlay we hit, almost, okay? We hit Paolo. We hit LaMelo. LaMelo wasn't looking too good either for the first quarter. He didn't even score it. All of a sudden, he had 3 three-pointers in the second half, in the second quarter, man. It was unbelievable. LaMelo is a man amongst boys right now. LeBron only had one. The game kind of got out of hand. I thought the Cleveland narrative was going to play in. He's been good from three. He just, listen, I think he went like 1 of 8. Or 1 of 6 or something. So, but again, we bet the single bets, right? So we had the two. Okay. Now this one didn't play out as well. All right. But we still had the Josh Giddey. That's why I say you bet the single bet. So even if you're not going to hit a freaking parlay every night, man. Like, honestly, like, you know what? If you go back to what we've been doing, and again, I'll have the football video later. And Chef knows this, and the people at WinDaily know this. And if you're not a part of WinDailySports.com, make sure you get over there and sign up, because you're going to get all these prop models, okay, for, again, use that code word HEAT, H-E-A-T, get your 50% off. It shows that you're using my affiliate code so I can help you out, okay? And you're helping me out as well. It's a mutual respect. And here's the thing. You know, I tell everybody, you don't always going to hit a parlay. But, yo, we're averaging like 4 to 5 parlays a week. Like, literally, Chef can verify that, man. He's in the Discord. Okay, 4 to 5 a week. That's just me. That's not even talking about the DFS tickets that David Jones is hitting, the ladders that Jason Mizrahi is hitting, okay? All the DFS plays that Sticks is hitting, okay? Ghost with the NBA tickets, okay? Vecchio with the NASCAR. I'm just telling you. But when I get the NBA, you bet the single bets, man. So we got the Josh Giddey, okay? Durant, that just was a bad play, okay? He got in foul trouble, had 4 fouls early. It happened. And Bam, I thought Cat was going to was going to curl up, man, against Bam. It didn't happen. So shout out to Cat for going off and keeping Bam under that number. So again, we still get 1-3. And then here's the plus money parlay. Now, I'll be honest with you. You can say what you want, but if you can get 2 out of 4 plus money bets every night, I'm in, man. Like, I am in. And KCP, yo, he was, listen, 1.5 points, man. That's all we needed. 1.5. Okay, points plus rebounds, and we would have hit that. And Maxey, if he would have hit one more three, man, we would have been in. Okay, so we had the Mikal Bridges. We had the Harrison Barnes hit that plus money prop in the first half, man. I think it was like 7 minutes left in the second quarter, and he hit that, okay? So, again, so we hit 2 out of 4, so we're still ahead, man. We're still ahead. Now, this is where we're going tonight. Now, you saw what I did for the pickle, okay? You saw how I dropped it back, okay? So I'm doing the same exact thing right here. Okay. So Zubac, again, I'm going to go on the alt market and just go 25 or more. Okay. And this is just plus points and rebounds. I didn't go PRA in DraftKings. Okay. Cause I like this number a little better. Okay. Dane, I did the PRA, but again, I stayed away from that 35.5. I stayed away from the 38.5. I go 35 plus. Okay. PRA. And then Sengun, I went the original number over 9.5. Again, that's a plus 352. Okay. And again, we're going to bet all these singly too as well. Okay. So when I do this, okay, if I like these, I'm going to put a full unit on all of them. And then I'm going to put probably a half a unit on the parlay. If I really like it, I'll put a full unit on that as well. So, and you get all the bets over there at WinDailySports.com. I finally got yelled at for not putting it in a tracker. Okay, so you can go on a tracker and get my bets as well. So make sure you check them out and let me know. And then we go to 3-point parlay. Okay, as promised, every night, the 3-point parlay like I do. Now, I really like this one. Now, this is risk, okay? Especially Terrence Mann has not hit a 3-point shot yet this year. But back-to-back theory, okay? Back-to-back theory, he's going to play a little more minutes tonight, just like we had the back-to-back Russell Westbrook theory. So I think instead of those 2 shots that he puts up every game, I think this is 4 or 5, which means he's bound to hit at least 1. Okay, so I like this play to get him his first 3-pointer made tonight for Terrence Mann. And then Taurean Prince, listen, when we played him against Philly because of, again, no defense on the front court, 4 or 5. Okay, Memphis already without Desmond Bane, they're hurting a little bit, right? Ja is not a defensive specialist. So Taurean Prince, I like, again, for Milwaukee, I love this because, you know, you still have Giannis that's always going to be, you know, hindered a little bit. You still have no Middleton. So Taurean Prince is wearing, are playing some really good minutes out there for Milwaukee. So over 1.5. And today, if you look at him, see, here's the thing too. I look at Prince, I look at these numbers, and I don't always just go by model, fellas. I'm going to be honest with you. I go by my eye test. I watch a ton of games, okay? I watch a ton of games. And when I look at Taurean Prince, okay, number one, Memphis is like in the bottom half of defense when it comes to the perimeter. I think they're like 25th or 26th. It's like ridiculous. And Taurean Prince is still hitting over 50% from 3. 1 of 3, 1 of 2, 1 of 1, 4 of 5. Okay. So I look at it, I'm like, okay, this dude's still going to be jacking up some threes. Okay. And he's hitting at a 50% clip. So I do think he goes over this number for the plus money hit tonight. Okay. You know, because he is plus money for the 3-pointers made. And then Clay, I haven't bet Clay yet this year. Okay. I haven't bet Clay yet. I was a tongue twister this year, but you know, and I know they're coming off a back to back, and I get it. Okay. Kyrie has been playing a ton of minutes. Clay has been 28, 29, right? Around averaging. But the good thing about Clay is he's still shooting off the 3, double digits except for this isn't a back-to-back. I'm sorry, I forgot. This is a back-to-back. But against Minnesota, he only shot the ball set up his first time in single digits from beyond the arc on 3-point land. Before that, he averages double digits every night, and he's still shooting a decent enough number, 39%. Okay, so looking at this game against a young and heady team in Houston that makes a lot of defensive mistakes, I think Clay will be left open on a couple swing arounds with the ball because so many people are concentrating on Luka or are concentrating on Kyrie or even PJ Washington with a really good presence at a great game the other night. I like Clay tonight to go over that 2.5. And again, he's hit that 3 out of 4 games. Okay, last game he shot under 30% for the first time. But again, that was a back-to-back. That's what I meant. That was a back-to-back, so the legs may not have been there. Now he's had the rest. So I like Clay for the over 2.5, and that'll give you plus 502. And again, you bet the single bets, right? Bet the single bets. As always, you know where to find us, right? WinDailySports.com, okay? Right here, make sure you use that code word HEAT, okay, to get all the models that we have. Once you put the code word HEAT in, you're going to get a $50 membership for $25, okay? You're going to get a $15 membership for $750. You'll get a three-month membership for $75 instead of $150 and a yearly for $250 instead of $500 if you sign up with me, code word HEAT, and make sure you get over to Underdog and you play these pick'ems. And if you're not in the state, play the same. Listen, this is what you do, okay? You go and you sign up for WinDailySports.com, okay? Because you're going to get all the DFS projections, okay? And a premium, and you're going to get premium projections from Ghost inside Discord, captains, who to play, who are going to be the gems, who are going to be the ownership values. And then you go over to Underdog. If you can't play the pick'ems, you go and you do the Wildcat, you do the draft, and you play the same kind of ticket over there. Okay, so you're still, and you get the free cash. So you're getting up to the $250 of free cash. You're getting the 50% off membership. And boom, if you hit like we did last night, you just doubled your money. You have more money in the bank and you're ready to play with no deposit, all ready for football. So everybody, man, let's have some fun. Let's get these pick'ems tonight. Let's get these parlays. Okay, happy Halloween. I'll be back around dinner time and throw a little sprinkle on that NFL game tonight. I got about 4 or 5 plays I like, a couple parlays. Let's stay and make sure you get to the cross plays as well. The cross plays are live with my 3 picks like we do all the time. My man, Chef, let's go. Let's go. Let's party, baby. Everybody have a fantastic night, and I'll catch you back here next.